Good afternoon, everybody. This is Emma, otherwise known as Sunday Twist on Twitter, and Emma L on Audioboo. Welcome along. Sorry, I think I sound really rough. I've basically got what I would describe, in my opinion anyway, as a cold. I've got a sore throat. My nose is kind of running. And I keep sneezing now and then. So I just thought I'd record this. Sorry for the really rough sounding of my voice. What's going on with me? Well, I have a day off and I feel like rubbish. Also, I'm sitting in waiting for the internet provider company technician to turn up. Basically, since probably last Friday, which would have been, hang on a second now, which would have been around the 1st of April, and it's not an April Fool's joke, we've had problems with the internet. The speed is mainly the problem. It's improved somewhat, but it's still pretty shabby, if I'm honest. It's intermittent. It's not all the time. Last weekend was probably at its worst. It was just not possible at all. It was really laggy. It was really slow. I did a speed test, and we're supposed to have 20 meg. And I know we've got wireless, so you lose some. But we weren't even getting one meg. So luckily, I had my phone, and I was able to get the internet connection from the phone and hook it up to the PC and do it that way. Which isn't ideal, because in the end of the day, I'm paying about €32. Sorry, I'm just trying to do something at the same time. I'm paying about €32 a month, and I rang them, and they told me they needed to bring someone out. Now, my thing is, it's working better than it has done today, typically, but I want them to have a look, because it's intermittent, and it's up and down, and it could be fine today. Tomorrow we could be crawling along the internet again. And I guess everyone's got so used to a big connection, a fast connection, that the days where you used to spend on dial-up, and in my last place I lived, which was about 5-6 years ago now, about five to six years ago, We couldn't get the internet, and we had a dial-up connection, but we tended really not to really use the internet that much. And if we did need to do something on the internet, it's madness when you think back to it. There was a kind of a video DVD shop just down the road from us. So we used to just go there for like an hour or something. And it's mad, actually, but that was prior to me discovering social networking. Now I think, wow, could I last just having it? Oh my god, my nose is dripping. Sorry, too much information, I know. I feel a bit bad, to be honest. I feel just crap. But now I think, god, could you really just last like an hour, here and there? I think maybe I went on the internet maybe twice a week or something for like an hour. Or if I lasted 2 hours in one go, that'd be it. So, it's just mad, really. I'm actually going to test this to see. I'm going to have to walk. I have to put my shoes on. And I'm going to actually test to see how well laptop picks up the sound. Just because I'm cautious that this guy, or maybe girl, will be coming. And I need to be ready. So, let me see. I'll just put my shoes on. It's so annoying. You have to put your life on hold, afraid of leaving the place, hang on, in case they turn up. And then if they turn up and then leave, I wouldn't even be able to cope with that. So I've had to take a day off to sit in for these people to arrive and then see what they say. I guess ever since we've got used to faster connections, sitting there waiting for a page to load, or it hangs, or it takes, you know, 20 minutes or something. It's just an irritant, really, isn't it now? When everything before was so fast, and now it's so fast, and before it was so slow. But I think maybe you got used to it because we didn't really use it that much, and now it's just everything's online, isn't it? So I'm sitting here. Now, this is another thing they said to me. They said the technician will be with you Thursday afternoon from 1 to 5. 1 to 5. So I'm supposed to sit here from 1 to 5 waiting. And waiting. And waiting. So what's the bets at 5 to 5 he turns up or she turns up or something? But, yeah, so that's my news for today. I'm sitting and waiting for this bloody internet person. And it's frustrating. Especially when I don't feel very well. My nose is like a tap. Which is kind of frustrating me as well. So I think I might have a cup of soup. Tomato is on the agenda, not chicken. Tomato, and I've had my lunch. And I might just... hopefully that will soothe my throat. Because my throat is just... I feel it's really sore. And I feel like my glands are sore as well. Battle on, and I'm still taking my Strepsils. For those who followed me on Twitter, I was taking Strepsils yesterday, and I've been taking Strepsils yet again today, and I actually gargled earlier, but I just feel fluey. It's horrible. So I hope you're feeling better than me, and that you're having a good day, and Friday is nearly upon us. I'm back in work tomorrow, but it's a Friday. I'm just hoping I'll feel a bit better tomorrow because I feel a bit horrid today. So I hope you have a good Thursday, and I will chat to you guys really, really soon. Take care. Bye.